Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 128. The 5 Foods You Should Never Eat. Part 1 by Nehar Fanouni of neharfanouni.com, and I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Welcome back to a Wednesday edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from some popular health and fitness blogs to help you optimize your health. Usually I read a full post to you, but sometimes I break them up so that the episode isn't too long, and today's one of those days. I'll read half the post today and wrap up the rest tomorrow. Now, when I first read the title of Ms. Fanouni's post, The 5 Foods You Should Never Eat, I was like, uh-oh. This is totally going to go against my belief system. I have always said we don't want to completely get rid of all foods. But as I read through this post, I was pleasantly surprised. And I think you will be too. So definitely listen in. Really quickly though, if you want to join our mailing list at oldpodcast.com, you'll get a bunch of free stuff from us. Spreadsheets, a video tutorial, one weekly update with life tips, an inspiring quote. You'll be entered into raffles to win books. So it's just win, win, win. And you can be a part of all of that for free if you come by oldpodcast.com and enter your email address there. Or you can text the word BATMAN to the number 44222. Let's hear the first part of today's post and start optimizing your life. The 5 Foods You Should Never Eat, Part 1 by Nehar Fanouni of neharfanouni.com. People are always asking me about food. They want to know what I eat and how much of it I eat. They want to know what they should eat and what they shouldn't. They want to know if they should eliminate grains and dairy and if it's okay to eat red meat. I don't actually mind the barrage of food-related questions because, to be honest, I really like food. I like talking about it, cooking it, experimenting with it, sharing it, and especially eating it. I get seriously worked up about food politics and educating children on the subject of nutrition. Since I first watched the documentary Supersize Me in 2004, I've grown progressively more passionate about the subject, devouring books and documentaries such as In Defense of Food and Food Inc. Food is a prominent part of my life. The queries I often get about food are of the should I eat this nature? Should I have a protein shake after I work out? What about rice and corn? What about chickpeas? Are they okay to eat? I heard fish is good for you, but I really don't like seafood. What should I do? Is it okay to eat cheese? What about bread and pasta? My answer to these queries is almost always the same. Maybe. Sometimes. It depends. It might not be the answer they were looking for, but it's the truth nonetheless. It's the most honest and informative way I can possibly answer questions such as these. And while at first it might not seem overly illuminating, this response is invaluably helpful. You see, I'm not in the business of telling people exactly what they can and can't eat, but I am in the business of educating people when it comes to food and teaching them sustainable eating habits for life. Everyone is different, from food preferences to food sensitivities. There isn't a one-size-fits-all approach when it comes to nutrition. I don't care what anyone tells you, there is no such thing as, quote, the best diet of all time, except the one that works for you. So rather than give you a generic list of foods to avoid, I'm going to help you figure out what that means for you. This is going to require some thinking, experimenting, and introspecting on your part. I'm not going to tell you exactly what to eat and when to eat it, but I do hope that after reading this list, you'll have a better idea of how to approach nutrition and how to enrich your life through food. The 5 Foods You Should Never Eat. 1. Food that you don't enjoy. This one is perhaps most important because at the heart of it, food might be sustenance, but it's also love. It's pleasure and enjoyment and culinary rapture. It should taste good, bottom line. I can't tell you how many times I've been told by clients that they hate fish or chicken breast or Brussels sprouts, but they just keep eating it because they think it's good for them. This is madness. Listen, if it doesn't taste amazing, it isn't good for you. Sure, it might have nutritional benefits, but so do a million other foods that you might actually enjoy. Health food isn't just steamed broccoli and bland chicken breast. You can be creative and play to your taste buds while still keeping your health and your physique top of mind. My number one food rule is and will always be, only eat food that rocks your world. 2, food that makes your tummy feel yucky. Or your head, or your joints. You get the idea. In my case, anytime I eat tortilla chips, I have a processed corn sensitivity, I end up reeling for days afterward. I get bloated, lethargic, and generally uncomfortable. This happens to me with any type of processed corn, corn starch, corn syrup, as well as with certain types of dairy and grains. With time, awareness, and patience, I've learned to detect foods that will not leave me feeling amazing. As a result, I choose to avoid those foods 99% of the time because I don't want to feel yucky. It's as simple as that. Whatever you're hankering for, there's almost always an alternative food that will satisfy your desire without giving you the tummy yuckies. The only exception to this would be that super special food that might leave you feeling yucky, but just so happens to be your absolute favorite thing in the world. For me, it's authentic New York style pizza. So I have a slice or two about 2 to 3 times a year, only when I'm in New York City, and I've made my peace with the outcome. I don't feel guilty about it, and I'm prepared to deal with the consequences. When it comes to New York City pizza, I've decided that the benefits outweigh the costs. When considering this type of occasional, quote, special food consumption, just make sure to keep it to a minimum, if at all, and go into it knowing that you won't feel so hot later on. 3, hear that on tomorrow's show. You just listened to part one of the post titled, The 5 Foods You Should Never Eat by Neghar Fanouni of negharfanouni.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And as I mentioned, I'll read the rest of this post on tomorrow's show. I can definitely relate to Ms. Fanouni's love of pizza. I, too, am kind of a pizza fanatic. That is definitely one of my problem foods. Problem meaning when I start eating it, I can't stop. But as Ms. Fanouni mentioned, I enjoy it when I do have it. I understand the consequences, in my case, mostly lots and lots of calories, but I do make sure not to go completely overboard. Now, like I mentioned at the top of the show, if you want to be in drawings to win free books, but also get some spreadsheet tools from us and a lot more, come by oldpodcast.com and enter your email address there. That'll add you to our weekly newsletter and all of our drawings. You can also join really quickly by texting the word Batman to the number 44222. Thank you again so much for listening. I'll see you in about 24 hours where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.